Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. I want to welcome you to the Dr. Pat Show. Hey, this is Talk Radio to Thrive By. We've got a great, great show for you today. And, you know, it's so timely. My friend, colleague, Yvonne Oswald, is going to be joining me here today. We're going to talk about five easy tips to clear worry and anxiety from your life now. This has been a topic that has come up a lot for people. And, you know, we seem to be worrying more now than we ever have. And it's not just, you know, that everybody seems to think, oh, it's just you, it's just the people that are running into hard times. It's just the people, you know, that are doing things that have gone through some loss. But it's not. You know, I was privy to overhearing a conversation by a number of teens the other day at a coffee shop. And you would think that if you didn't see them, you would think that they were people that had gone through a tough course in life. And I was shocked to turn around and see these young people being concerned and worried about so many things. You know, so what are we creating in our lives? What is the worry anyway? What the heck is worry and anxiety anyway? Where does it come from? How does it differ from anger, sadness, fear, and guilt? And most importantly, how the heck do you get rid of it? Yvonne Oswald, as I said before, national U.S. award-winning pioneer in the field of personal growth, voted a 2010 Woman of Influence and Inspiration by the Ministry of Government Service in Ontario, and is renowned, respected in terms of her communications training, her keynote speaking. She's a master practitioner of NLP and much more. Her breakthrough, fabulous, unique CD, Mind Magic, has changed the lives of countless people. She's joining us here today, a regular on radio, television, and in most public speaking venues that are about inspiration. Today, she takes on this conversation. Yvonne, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. Great to be here.
So, what do you think about that little thing I shared about the group of teens that were at the coffee shop?
Yeah,
and
yeah, I agree
with that.
Yeah, right. It's very interesting. I know my daughter was telling me how many of her friends are in therapy, and they're only 16. And it's great that they are, because obviously they're clearing stuff before they get to be adults. However, the very fact that the parents, you know, realized that they were having issues, and unfortunately, the parents are have a lot to do with making us all worried and anxious, because those are labels we use for an emotion that really hasn't happened yet. It's a future-based emotion. It's fear about what's coming up in the future, and the label we give that is anxiety and worry, and it's about things that haven't even happened and probably never will happen.
Well, you know, what is it that has happened in the external world that has triggered this? I know you and I, we've gone through phases in our lives where we worry.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, I'm sure that on a day-to-day basis, we can find some things to worry about. Some people say that there are things that we should worry about.
Yeah.
For example, this was the example that was given to me the other day on the radio show. This is what one of our listeners said. She said, you know what? I should worry. And I said, well, why is that? She said, because honestly, I have three bills that are past due and I can't pay them.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I'm worried about that. And I thought, aha, I'm going to ask Yvonne about this.
Yep. Yep. And what happens is when you get into a worry or anxiety loop, and it does loop, it flips back to, I can't do this, I can't do this. What's happened is people haven't got what's called exit strategies. They don't know how to get a solution or how to make a change so that they can open up a door or window to change that. And the obvious thing is actually to set a goal and head straight for it. So if you've got bills that have come in, instead of thinking about the bills and how you're going to pay them, it's about how could I make so much money that those bills, when they come in, and you know they're going to come in, simply don't matter, and just, you know, it's a by-the-way thing that gets taken care of. So it's that people are not aiming high enough goal-wise, and for solutions so that they end up getting caught up in that loop and just, you know, treading water instead of moving forwards.
Well,
and it's fear that stops them doing that too. You know, it's like the number of people we have who I see on a daily basis, and I'll say, why don't you have a go at this? Oh, I can't do that. And, you know, it's all the limiting beliefs we put on ourselves, and it's like, well, why not? What? And then I'll take them to, well, what's the least good thing that could happen? It doesn't work. There you go. You start again and try find another route.
Well, you know, let's talk about, you know, what happens to us when we get caught in this cycle.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We spend a lot of time and energy.
Yeah, we do.
And we don't have the tools. We don't have the tools that you're talking about. I know that I have to be reminded of them. And and it's not that you and I have not worried. I mean, don't you think we've done our share of worrying?
Oh, we've done a lot. We still do a lot. However, what you have to do is get into a point where you say, okay, I found myself in this state. What can I do about it? And then actually get an exit point. And I've found some actually really, really interesting tools recently that I've been working on. So I'm going to be happy to share those with you.
Well, let's talk about how worry and anxiety are different from some other things.
Yeah.
Because I think we glom everything together. And what I mean by that is we're in a society now where people just want you to suck it up and move forward. But there are some things that do cause emotional pain. Let's talk about some of these other emotions or other points of view or perceptions. You know, anger, sadness, guilt, shame, for example.
Yeah,
how
is
this different?
Okay, so anger, sadness, fear, guilt, and shame are basically emotions that are in the past that we kind of carry with us, or in the present. You can actually feel anger or fear or sadness or guilt at the time. With something like anxiety and worry, it's a projected fear. It's to the future. And, you know, I'll hear clients or people say, I'm really afraid of the future. It's not so much that they're afraid, they've got themselves into that loop, as we said. Now, anger, sadness, fear, guilt, and shame are very useful emotions as like motivators. However, if you hang on to them, or if parents tell you that you're not allowed to feel those, and a huge amount of it is stored up stuff from your childhood, from before you were seven. So mom will say, you're allowed to love me, you're not allowed to feel angry at me. So what does the child do with the anger and the shame and all the rest of it? It goes into the body. Now, the unconscious mind's job, as you know, is to clear those emotions from the body and free them so that you're, you know, walking around feeling good. And it will do everything it can to bring up situations so you can clear them. And what happens is it just keeps on getting buried and keeps on getting buried. And then, of course, you've got the parents who say, you have to do this. Haven't you tidied up your room? Haven't you done? And the child gets on overwhelm. You know, I mean, if you see a kid, they live in the moment. They're playing. You know, if mom says, you know, put your hat on, we're going out, it's like, yay. There's no real anxiety and worry there until such times as they go to school, and then the teachers are saying, you have to do this, you have to do that. The parents are saying, you have to do this, you have to do that. And the build-up and the expectation is enormous. The University of Toronto, Mississauga, coined it the false hope syndrome. You know, setting goals that are so unachievable and so overwhelming that people just get stuck in that loop again.
Well, you know, I think that for a lot of us, that is a loop, and we do get stuck in it, and it becomes, then it doesn't become a loop anymore, right, Yvonne? It becomes sort of our new way of being.
It does.
And then, we walk around like we are the worried well.
I know.
You know, I mean, is there ever a time that we should worry about things? Just curious.
Sure. I mean, if you've got, you know, a husband or wife who's really, really not well, or a child who's not well, that's something to be concerned about, because there's nothing you can do about that once you've taken all the steps, you know, then you're at a point where, or you see someone else hurting. That's a point where you really are in a loop, because there's nothing you can actively do about that. They have to sort it out, or, you know, and that's really the natural place for worry and anxiety is, you know, actually being in the moment, thinking about what solutions are there. I mean, the reasons worry and anxiety is present is that a solution hasn't been presented or an option isn't being opened. So it's a way for your unconscious mind to say to you, hey, you know what? This situation needs to be sorted out. And people say, yes, I know it needs to be sorted out. Talk to the hand. I'm being worried right now. You know, and it's literally, remember that the unconscious mind's job is to communicate with you through emotions. That's its messaging system. And it basically is saying something is being left unfinished. Now, your unconscious mind's got two jobs. Its first job is to keep you alive and healthy and well. The second job is to complete things, is to make sure that there are, you know, the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. And if something's left incomplete, it will give you that emotion of anxiety and worry as a way of saying, you know, something needs completing.
Well, and there's an action then we take. And
yes.
Then once we take that action,
yep.
You know, things seem to open up.
That's right.
The goal then is to, you know, see a way that, we can kind of live our lives without having the trigger point to stand.
Yes.
You know, we stand in the place of worry and we don't even know we're in there. Let me ask you, what are the consequences of this? Because worry has got to have a consequence.
Oh, huge. Yeah. I mean, it literally brings your immune system down. It makes you physically not able to move forward. I mean, we bite our nails, we pick our whatevers. You know, we go into a lot of little behaviors that are really hurting ourselves because we have no option outwards.
One of the things that I wanted to ask you about has to do with this place of worry and getting stuck.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like getting stuck has been one of the most Googled or looked at places in life.
Yeah,
people
exactly.
are stuck in so many ways.
Yeah.
And how does that relate to worry and anxiety, this idea of being stuck?
Yeah, and that's exactly where it originates. We get worried about something. We think, how am I going to do this? How am I going to do this? How am I going to do that? And instead of thinking, I could do X, Y, Z, we get in the idea of should and have to, rather than could and possibilities for the future. And it's those possibilities. There's always a solution, and people don't realize that. You know, one of the easiest ways, actually, is to think, how did other people get out of this situation? How do other people pay the bills? What do they do?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, one of the most interesting things I ever found out was I bought and sold various houses over the years. You know, since I was 25, I've been buying and selling houses, living in them, doing them up, selling them on. And I got another couple of properties. And the thing is that I'd ended up having to put huge amounts of money into these properties. And then, of course, then you don't have any other money options available to you. And I spoke to Savannah Ross, who you know, fantastic rich mom, her name is.
Yeah.
And she just said, well, why don't you buy them cash? And I said, what do you mean buy them cash? You get a mortgage first, right? She said, no, you buy them cash. You put $10,000 into them, then get a mortgage and get all your original money back out. And I just went, wow, that is such a simple solution. It was so easy. It knocked my socks off.
Wow.
And a year later, I've got 6 properties.
Wow.
Using the same money. And I was like, wow, what a simple model. It was just so sweet, so elegant, so easy. And it just took me asking the question, how did you do that?
I love it. And,
yeah.
You know, this is really sort of the lesson today, too, as well, Yvonne. We're going to take a short break. We do not ask for help.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
That's part of the – I think that's also part of what you're talking about.
Yeah,
we don't ask for help.
We're
beat ourselves up. You know, we put the word failure into our language
mm-hmm.
in so many places. And even when we don't put it in, we actually believe it.
Yes,
we
and you
start
think it.
To plan our failure.
Exactly. Yep, exactly.
Wow. How do you then turn planning your failure into planning your success? Yvonne Oswald joining us here today. We're going to take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed 3 dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to CreatingGreaterPossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, CreatingGreaterPossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. CreatingGreaterPossibilities.com.
Are the magic and mysteries of Egypt calling you? Picture yourself standing between the paws of the Sphinx, meditating inside the Great Pyramid and other sacred temples and exclusive visits. Imagine cruising down the Nile on a luxurious private sailing yacht and exploring the peaceful countryside of Egypt. If you're interested in travel that expands, transforms, and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this September. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. To find out more about me, go to drpatlive.com or go to transformationtalkradio.com. Yvonne Oswald joining me here today. If you want to find out more about Yvonne, and we're going to give you some information in a minute about some of the things she's doing, you can go to globalwelcome.com. That's globalwelcome.com. You know, Yvonne, before we kind of jump in here and talk about why we beat ourselves up and how we can move away from failure thinking, give people an idea of what some of the upcoming events you have going on.
Oh, well, I have a nice, fabulous 9-day intensive training in July here in Toronto, which is going to be the hypnosis certification, a life coaching certification with hypnosis and NLP and timeline, memory continuum, which is kind of a version of timeline. And then I'm in Florida in August teaching the same thing. We've got some really, really good classes going, and I'm really, really pleased with it. So, yes, and if you want me to come out and speak, I'll come out and speak anywhere. So, and I'm in, where am I? I'm in Las Vegas in July again as well, so that would be fun.
Nice.
Yeah.
So we were talking about, and you're gonna share some tips, mm-hmm. how we can clear worry and anxiety.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, underneath all of this, I think, is this idea of failure.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, on the path to failure thinking, you know, we tend to really be hard on ourselves.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We get caught up in, you know, being hard on ourselves, not being good enough,
mm-hmm.
and really starting to plan our own failure process.
Yep, exactly.
Why do we do that, and how do we get out of it?
Well, much of it is to do with, again, parents. You know, the child will get a B, you know, in school, and the parents will say, I want an A. Or then they'll get a B plus, and they'll say, why wasn't it an A? You know, or they'll get a row of A's with a couple of B's, and they'll say, why wasn't it all A's? And it's always, they want more, they want more, they want more. You know, and the demanding more is huge. Both, and then we come to demand it of ourselves, of course. You know, when I get someone coming for weight release, they'll say, I want to lose 100 pounds. And I'll say, well, can we just release it instead of losing it?
Yeah.
You know, because it's all very driven. And I'll say, how much exercise do you want to do? And they'll say, an hour a day. And, you know, it's going to last one day. And I'll say, well, can you do just 5 minutes? Can you go a lot smaller than that? You know, well, I mean, real estate people are told to do 20 cold calls a day. You know, I had a guy who was a real estate agent wanting prosperity, and he said, I spent every morning doing cold calls. I said, do you love doing that? And he said, I cannot deal with it. I really don't like it. He said, it overwhelms me. He said, I wake up dreading the day.
Oh, wow.
And I said, well, how much business have you had from that over 5 years? He said, oh, I've sold one or two houses. And I said, really? I said, as of today, you are never, ever going to do a cold call again, and I'm not going to allow you to do that. And he went, really? And I said, yes. And he said, thank God for that.
Oh,
I
wow.
I said, you'd be far better calling the people you've actually called in the past and just say, do you know anybody who wants to sell some houses? And he just said, wow. He said, you just freed my life up. And he got into the state, you know, into the a daily routine of just expecting so much from himself and getting into anxiety. And he's actually made a huge amount of money since, actually, I heard from him this morning. Because he just freed his whole life up, and he was able to actually go to networking meetings and meet people and chat with people rather than actually do the cold calling, which is what the usual way of doing things is.
You know, there is a lot of money, Yvonne, being spent mm-hmm. right now by people in self-help and so forth.
Yes, yeah.
But here's the thing that I've always been curious about. And that is, you know, this idea of, you know, spending tens of thousands of dollars mm-hmm. on mastermind groups and things of that nature. Now, I don't have, you know, necessarily an opinion one way or another, but mm-hmm. the question that I want to ask you is, you know, what actually will help somebody? Is it a mastermind group? Do they serve a purpose? Is it a coach? Is it spirituality? Because sometimes we just can't get out of our own way.
Right, it's true. I actually happen to like mastermind groups if they're, you know, a group of people coming together to help each other and to give each other goal setting. As long as the goal setting is small, what mastermind groups tend to do is set each other huge goals and then people just don't turn up the next week because they've not done it. You know, so mastermind groups need to be engineered with the idea of, you know, setting very small goals. The coaching ideas, you know, the guru's coaching kind of thing, it's great as long as you know you're getting some really good money, some good worthwhile information from it. What tends to happen, though, is that they'll charge a great deal for online services and then, you know, huge people amounts of people listening. I've been caught by a few myself. I've joined people and then thought, wow, I'm paying what for this?
And, exactly. Mm-hmm.
You know, at the end of the day, you're thinking, well, what was I thinking of? You know, a lot of people are selling these online services where you can actually make money online, etc. Unless you love computers, don't do that. I actually joined a couple, paid $8,000 for one course, and I was at the end of the day, I was left thinking, I don't even like working on computers, really. But I like working with people, and I actually said to myself, I'm never going to do that again. That was just totally. I know I'm not going to join the weekly calls. I know I'm not going to. You know, put the hours in necessary to learn the program. So in the end, I just actually said to myself, right, that's not worthwhile. What is worthwhile is if I train with someone, will I be able to make good money from it? Am I good at with people? I won't actually take people on my life coaching program unless they're good with people. If they come to me and I meet them or speak on the phone and they're shy or they're not very outgoing, they're not going to make money from being a life coach. So what's the point of me teaching them? I mean, it's great if they want to do it just to get some self-confidence in themselves. It works great for that. Making a business out of the life coaching thing, though, I'll probably steer them in a different direction.
Well, you know, this is really kind of this idea of success. Let's talk about success for a minute, because I know later on in the show we're going to do some clearing about worrying and anxiety.
We are.
You know, it's a, kind of like a really kind of strange thing, right? You know, you think, I got to make money. I got to be successful.
Right.
And you get into this like, my gosh, it's like all you think about is what you have to do because you're not doing it.
Exactly. I know. Well, I had a really, really interesting lesson at Christmas, actually. I broke my foot just before Christmas. Television landed on it. And I actually thought, oh, my gosh, just when I didn't need it. And I actually had to sit there for 6 weeks. And what was really funny is that I literally couldn't read because my eyes had gone a bit funny as well, from the fall. And I just watched TV game shows for a couple of weeks, and I was absolutely fascinated that I actually stopped worrying, I stopped thinking about things, I stopped getting anxious, the sky didn't fall down. You know, I caught up with emails on a daily basis, just did what I had to. And at the after 4 weeks, I was feeling great. I was really surprised, and actually everything suddenly went into perspective because I wasn't demanding so much of myself every day, which is obviously why it happened. My unconscious mind was saying, hey, we need to back off for a little while. You're doing too much. And it really taught me a huge lesson about it. I've tended since then, I just don't care anymore. I do care, obviously. I just don't get into that worry and anxiety loop anymore. It doesn't happen.
Well, you know, I mean, one of the things people say, Yvonne, is that, you know, the quickest way to get out of a worry, let's just call it worry, path to failure loop, is by being creative. But if we're worrying and what we're thinking about is how we will fail, we can't be creative.
No, you actually get into this immobility point.
Yeah.
So the very easiest way to get out of that immobile thing is to simply go for a 5-minute walk. Or do something go do something physical. If you can do something physical, you actually get you stimulate your immune system, you stimulate your metabolism, and it starts getting things moving. You know, people will say go and exercise at the gym for an hour. That's counterproductive because just thinking about going to the gym for an hour is a huge step at that point.
It is a huge step. So what you're saying is you need to shift gears.
Yes.
It's so interesting. One of the things that, I think we all get caught up in is that, you know, we have to do things a certain way. Yes. But what I hear you saying is that you got to find something that's going to match who you are.
Yes, you do. Know? You do.
Yeah. I have somebody that turns on the television and watches Oprah for a little bit to make that switch.
Oh, absolutely. It's just giving yourself that little bit of space just to do something which isn't important. You know, I was teaching at the Institute of Nutrition yesterday, and I know they're told to tell people to go and exercise every day. And I work with both centers, and I said, how much is the minimum exercise someone should be doing a day? And I got everything from 20 minutes to 2 hours.
Wow.
That's huge. That's really big.
Well, most people don't really have 2 hours. I mean, you know, we're not Jennifer Lopez here.
Exactly. And most people think they haven't got 5 minutes. So what I said to them is, I want you from today with your clients, you know, and I have 20 or 30 in each group. I said, with your clients, you are only ever allow them to do 5 minutes from now on. And they kind of looked at me like, oh, my gosh, this isn't the advice we've been told to give. And I said, just think what happens when someone does half an hour when they're only supposed to do 5 minutes. You got 25 minutes bonus points. It's huge.
Wow. Yvonne Oswald, everybody. We're talking about 5 easy tips we're going to give you when we come back to clear worry and anxiety from your life now. Award-winning author, fabulous trainer, absolutely phenomenal motivational speaker. My friend, colleague, Yvonne Oswald, joining me here today. Find out more about Yvonne, go to globalwelcome.com. When we come back, we're going to be talking about those 5 easy tips, how we can get our mind to work with us instead of against us. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques, designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit AnnWithAnE.Taylor.com.
Tune in each Monday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Elizabeth Anglin Show, your psychic connection to your soul's path. Elizabeth takes you to the Universal Etheric Space Library, where soul records and life lesson plans are stored. This live call-in show will help you decide what your life plan is through the help of your guides and guardian angels. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 1-888-640-4893 to schedule your reading with psychic medium, animal communicator, Elizabeth Anglin.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Shasai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at LifesaverChocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Tune in to Dialogue Radio with Dr. Jeff on TransformationTalkRadio.com as the stories of the universe are revealed in this engaging and creative hit show. Mondays at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern, Dr. Jeff fills the airwaves with Dialogue Radio, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. Provocative, educational, transformative, and mythic, Dialogue Radio is the place where story seeds the imagination, heals the heart, and inspires personal, social, and planetary evolution.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Oh, welcome back, everyone. OMG. Okay, I want to ask everybody out there, aren't you sick and tired of worrying? I just have to ask the question. You know, it's so interesting that Linda, who is a producer and also my best friend, she lines people up. And I think to myself, she's like psychic. She's like this mind reader that seems to know what is on people's minds and what we have to address. And, you know, it's interesting because I was sitting there last night and I was thinking to myself, I am so tired of worrying. Yes, the cat's out of the bag. Dr. Pat worries. But, you know, I don't worry as much as I used to. But every once in a while, it'll creep in. You know, sometimes it'll creep in the middle of American Idol. I don't know. Other times it'll creep in when I'm driving in my car. But here's what I know. I get to talk to people like my friend and colleague, Yvonne Oswald, who is helping people all over the world say goodbye to worry, say hello to freedom. Yvonne, thank you for joining me here today. It's great to have you. Oh, my gosh. It's like the question, aren't we sick and tired of worrying? And I know the words sick and tired probably are not the right words to use.
Right.
But honestly,
it's true.
Come on. Let us get rid of this.
Yeah. And it's called the worry. I call it the worry train. You know, you're on a train, and there's no way you can get off until you've got the next stop to come to. So you need to actually plan which stop you're getting off. You can stay on the worry train right through to the destination, which is going to take you into bankruptcy and into failure, or you can get off halfway along and just think, right, I'm going to change trains. I'm going to get on a positive train for a change. And you need to do that on a daily basis to begin with, to actually, you know, change the loop, cause the pattern interrupt, so that you actually stop it in tiny little ways on a daily basis initially.
Well, you know, this is really what we're talking about here, and we're going to share this with people. But one of the things I said before the break is, okay, if our mind is working overtime in ways that are really not helpful or useful to us, you know, what do we do to shut that thing down? At least to get it to, you know, stop taking on a life of its own.
Yeah, I know.
We're creating our own epic horror movie in our mind.
I know, it's true. And it's like you make the eventualities of what if and then go into the least good thing that can happen. Now, here's the thing. What's really, really interesting, what set me off on this thinking process is that with presenting, you know, when you get stage fright, the way to get over stage fright is this. People get caught up in the loop. What they imagine is themselves waiting to go onto this stage, seeing a huge audience.
Yeah.
And then they do an imagination thing from that perspective and think, what if, oh my gosh, I get on the stage and then they're going to boo me, they're going to laugh at me, I'm going to clam up, and they get into this little loop. The way to get out of that is we get people to imagine having completed the talk, everybody's standing there smiling, giving them a standing ovation, coming up and shaking their hands, and you turn all the colors up, turn all the sounds up. Imagine that successful completion. What happens then is the unconscious mind believes that something fabulous has already happened and immediately lets go of the anxiety. So when you actually get on the stage, your image is of that success rather than the failure. So I suddenly started thinking, well, what if we do that on a daily basis?
Right.
What if we get ourselves to believe initially that the day's been a complete success? So immediately what I started doing was writing myself a letter.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and what I would do in the morning is at 10 o'clock in the morning, I would, you know, get up, do my meditation, have my breakfast and things, and I would sit down and write myself a letter, and I would write 10 p.m. at the top of the letter. And write the letter as though the day had already been done. And I would write down, hi, Yvonne, or dear Yvonne, what a fantastic day. I did this, I did that. It was a lot easier than I thought it would be. All those emails, I did one or two, and then it was amazing because I managed to do a lot more. I phoned the people I had to phone, planned the marketing course, booked a flight, and then at the end of the letter I would put, awesome day, fantastic. I am so proud of you, Yvonne. You're doing things really easily these days. Amazing job. Love, Yvonne. All right, and what I would do is, as soon as I would finish it, interestingly enough, halfway through the letter, the anxiety comes up right in your face.
Yeah.
It's really interesting. Halfway through, you start breathing heavily, and you're like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. If you just push through that one little bit and just get to the end of the letter, the anxiety is completely diminished and you can do the day easily and sweetly and freely. It works beautifully. And I do it just on a day when I wake up and I go, oh my gosh, look how much I've got to do today and I've got the overwhelm happening. I immediately sit down and write myself a letter. And it literally, and here's what's very, very interesting about that. You don't necessarily get all the jobs done that you said you would do. However, you do a heck of a lot more instead of sitting there thinking about what you haven't done. And what you don't get done doesn't matter anymore because you didn't get it done. There you go. Move on. Right? And it's really very interesting is that psychologically your unconscious mind believes that it's complete, so it allows you to let go of that emotion.
Well, this is part of what you just said that's so important. You know, this point, that point you just described, that's an impact moment.
Yeah.
That impact moment, that there's a moment there when you're writing that letter where you're going to go one way or you're going to go another.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes we make this really complicated. I know that, you know, at least this has been my experience in life for myself.
Mm-hmm.
But it really breaks down to something pretty simple. You know, in that moment, we get to choose which direction we're going to go in.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you can just simply push through that one little sentence or that one little thing. I mean, the whole point of life is making it very small parts. I mean, one of the first things I recommend to people is set your goals small and sweet. If you're sitting there in bed thinking, oh gosh, what a huge day I've got to do, think, right, the next thing I'm going to do is just have a shower. That's all I'm asking myself to do right now is have a shower. Next thing is, I'm just going to get dressed. And if you literally think, okay, I'm going to do one thing to move myself forward, what happens is you're into the day, you've got the momentum started. Getting the momentum going is the least easy thing to do usually if you're in that state. So just simply thinking, I'm going to get up and make myself a cup of tea or a cup of coffee. That literally starts it moving and immediately starts you moving forward and actually releases the hold the anxiety has on you.
All right. Let's talk about how we use some of these techniques, how we use the mind to launch our dream.
Okay.
You know, because I agree with you completely. We cannot be in this place of worry. Everything seems to stop.
Right.
We don't have any creative energy. We don't seem to be able to think about solutions. You know, and it's really difficult even to turn this over to a higher power.
Yeah.
Once you're in that.
Because you're stuck. You're really chunked down. You're really stuck in it. So let me give Dr. Pat. Let me give you the five quick things we're going to do first of all, and then we're going to get into the future. So number one, set your goals small and sweet. You're going to, instead of thinking of healthy foods at the supermarket, go look for five different colors of foods. When you want to do exercise, don't go out and do exercise. Sway while you're turning the TV channel or you're peeling vegetables. You know, just jump up and down like a child five times. Run up and down the stairs and say yes. Discover how to use your happy brain. So literally, get your body straight. So stand up straight, put your chin up an inch, take a deep breath, and then become aware of both sides of the room, and you'll find you immediately go into a happier state. Next thing, breathe. Put your hand on your diaphragm, take a deep breath, so that your hand pushes out, and immediately that tells your unconscious mind the danger's over, and you will actually feel better immediately. And then immediately put the tongue that's on the roof of your mouth, because you're stressed, on the bottom of your mouth, and that immediately makes you feel instantly calm. Next thing, compliment someone else. So say, phone someone and tell them how much you love them or tell them something fabulous about them, and your unconscious mind immediately thinks you're talking about yourself.
Mm.
Yeah, and then the procrastination thing, just do one email, one phone call, 5 minutes exercise, one healthy bit, just a bite of a piece of celery, something that's going to start you going, right? And now we can get into the future pacing stuff. Cool?
Well, it is cool. Let's recap that for everyone. I want to make sure everybody's really clear about this, because make sure you're writing these down. If you miss any part of this, you can definitely listen to the archive. But these are five easy steps. And when Yvonne says easy, she really means easy.
Yeah, really easy.
Okay, let's recap them really quickly for people.
Okay, number one, set your goals small and sweet. We're talking literally, get out of bed. You know, we're talking one email. We're talking one phone call. Literally, once you've done one, the rest is easy. It's just usually people get stuck doing the one because they set themselves 20. 5 minutes exercise. Hey, 2 minutes exercise, literally walking up and down the stairs, that's exercise. People tend to think you have to go to the gym, you have to go out, you have to spend an hour doing it. Way simpler. You go into the supermarket, just make sure you've got five different colors of fruits and veggies in your basket. Even, you know, even thinking about going green, five different green things in your basket. That's a really useful one because it makes you look at different kinds of vegetables then. And here's the thing, your unconscious mind loves new things. It's programmed to really enjoy new stuff. So if you look for five different colors of greens and get your kids to do that, that takes the emphasis off the healthy food and all the obligation stuff.
Wow, that's
brilliant.
It makes it fun
to do. Yeah,
that's brilliant. Brilliant. Yvonne Oswald, when we come back, we're going to be talking about how do you create your future? You know, how do you move from worrying about your future to creating the future you desire. Yvonne Oswald joining us here today. Look at, if you want to find out more about her, go to her website, globalwelcome.com. You're going to be able to see a lot of information about her. If you want Yvonne to come to your town, your city, do a workshop and help you all change your lives for good, lots of information on her website as well. Let's take a short break. When we come back, get ready to plan your future worry-free. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
What would it take for you to feel free and know that you have all the time you need to fulfill your destiny and live the life of your dreams? Wouldn't it be wonderful to be in this state of being every single day? Learn how to develop this profound knowing and this skill by cultivating gratitude in your daily life. Each moment, you have a choice. Take the time now. In this present moment, to open yourself to more valuable time for you. Use our gratitude journal, graced with our bungee bookmark, infused with the essence of gratitude, and write down what you are grateful for. This daily practice will transform your life and shift your reality. Offer yourself this amazing gift of gratitude and transform your own life in health, creativity, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy-free.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Hey, you know what? Yvonne Oswald's in the house. We have a couple of more tips for you, and then we want to get to a place today where you start to believe in yourself again and create the life you desire. Yvonne, thank you for joining me here today. Very, very cool. Yeah. Okay, you're going to share two more tips. Mm-hmm. So let's get on with that.
Awesome. So at the end of the day, when you're lying in bed and you're thinking how much you have to do tomorrow, and you get into the loop and you don't even give your mind a rest, which is what it needs to do, again, what you do is you sit up and you write yourself a letter, and you actually write once upon a time thing. It's called the hero's journey. Once upon a time, there was a lady or a man who decided to reclaim a lost part of their innocence and was called by spirit to live a magical life. She or he, whoever it is, I usually use she because I'm a she. She did this, she did that. She went on a journey. She realized that this, she did that. You can use tarot cards or you can use little animal cards or something just to fire your imagination up. So you need three. And then you complete the story with the last card, so four cards altogether. The fourth one is the rescue card or the resource card. And she lived happily ever after. That was it. What will happen is you put your mind in a beautiful state of imagination and rest, and you can easily sleep afterwards without all the stuff going down.
Okay, so here's what I want to say to everybody out there now that's going into a state of anxiety because you're saying to yourself, I don't write. This is not about a writing project, so let's just be really clear.
I don't want
anybody, please, do not go crazy over grammar and punctuation
now. It's a simple storytelling, that's all. Just as though you were telling a fairy tale. It's your own fairy tale. And it's only a page. I mean, literally, even half a page will work. And it simply allows your unconscious mind to believe that there's a happy ending to everything that's happening, and it will immediately back off. It will immediately just believe that everything's nice. But remember, it's a servo mechanism. It doesn't have thoughts or feelings of its own. Once you learn how to use it properly, it's like your magic genie in the lamp. It's awesome. So we're ready for the biggie?
I'm ready.
All right, we're ready. Okay, so this is a little exercise. You just simply close your eyes.
Okay.
And remembering that the past and the future, you're in trance when you do the past and the future. There's only now, really. So I was thinking, you know, if we were 20 years old and we knew what we know now, wouldn't we have led a different life? Mm-hmm. And it suddenly occurred to me, we can actually draw the resources from the future, which hasn't happened yet because she or he has amazing resources that we haven't got yet. So I thought, well, why don't we go and collect them from the future and bring them back to now? And we can do this, and we put them in the physical body, which is where the unconscious mind stores memories and emotions. So what we do is we close our eyes, and we just simply make up how old we'll be in the future when we have complete and absolute freedom. Freedom of thought, freedom of mind, freedom in relationship, freedom of career, freedom of money, finances, when we have that beautiful, beautiful free time. How old will you be? So go ahead and imagine how old you'll be. First number that comes into your head now is, and then we're going to float above the body, float out to the future, and find that future self. And watch as she or he goes around doing the daily life. What kind of house are we living in? What kind of career do we have? Look at the friendships. Look at the smile on the face and the beautiful, slim, happy, healthy body and the lovely clothes, jewelry, the really lovely things, all the stuff that we ever wanted. And it really doesn't matter because the happiness and the freedom is much more important than that because we can see them free, happy, clear, smiling face, excited about life. Now go ahead and turn all the colors up, turn all the sounds up, turn all the feelings up and join in on that feeling of excitement. And then suddenly the future you turns around and spots you and says, hey, thank you for finally getting here. I've been waiting so long for you to be here. They're really excited to see you. And they said, let me show you what we've got in the future. This is awesome. And they're going to show you their future life and just how easy it can be. And you say to them, how did we get here? And she says, let me give you some advice. And it's really simple advice she's going to give you. Exactly. And she's going to give you a gift. She's going to give you a box. Something's inside the box. Take whatever it is outside the box and find out what it represents to you. What is it that means to you? What's the clue that she's giving you to have a happy future? And then I want you to ask her for all the resources, all the information, all the new feedback that she's got that you haven't got yet. And she says, with pleasure. Take it. I'd love to give you this whole information. It's fabulous. I have so much more knowledge than you have right now, so go ahead and take it. And then I want you to wash the whole picture with one color. Choose a color from the rainbow and wash the whole picture with just one color. And then take a deep breath and breathe that whole color along with the information, along with the gift, along with the resources. Breathe it into your chest. And lock it into your body by clicking your fingers. And as you click those fingers, click all that color into your body. Now, take the one cell that has the most of that color in your chest and put a little face and two little arms and legs on it and see it high-five and hug every other cell in your body. Move that color right through your body so that every cell remembers this future memory. Through your arms, through your legs, your body, your shoulders, right through your back, through your lower back, through your knees, your legs, your kidneys, your feet, your calves, into every tip of your fingers, into your back, your neck, your shoulders, your face, your hair, your brain. every cell singing and alive with this beautiful new color. Lock it down again, and then come back into the room and open your eyes.
Mm.
Now, here's something really interesting that happens.
Wow.
How many years ahead, Dr. Pat, was your future you happy and free in the original picture?
Not very far away.
Okay, cool.
It was my birthday this year.
Okay, awesome. So we're talking months or weeks. Now, think now when you have that available to you. It's changed.
I don't have it that far in the future.
It should be just about now or a few
weeks. Yeah, exactly. Ahead. That's what I'm trying to say. That's why it was kind of like when you asked me about when did I think.
Yep.
I had to really think, well, wait a minute. I'm really feeling it now.
Exactly.
Well, you know what I'm trying to say? So I had to get my mind out of that to say, well, I think it was December.
Yeah, it's no longer the future.
Cool.
I know, isn't it? What happens is, and for those people who immediately thought years ahead and then went, oh, really? Relook at when it is, it's going to be really, really close up now. Isn't that an awesome technique?
It's fabulous.
Yeah,
fabulous.
I invented it about 6 months ago. It was awesome.
Oh, my God, it's great. Thank you so much for joining
You're welcome.
Me today.
I love sharing.
I want to
things.
Ask you one last thing. Mm-hmm. What's your personal message? What would you love to leave everybody with?
My personal message is to literally every single day, write in your day timer or in your BlackBerry or wherever, a time to have fun, for 20 minutes fun with other people, with yourself, just time to have fun, because what happens is that actually anchors you into something to look forward to every day.
And
if you can write it the whole week ahead, my fun time, and plan it ahead, so that every single day you're not thinking of the anxiety loop, you're actually getting into that fun instead.
It's beautiful. Yvonne Oswald, everyone. Thank you, Yvonne, for joining me here today. Go to our
you're
website.
Very welcome.
Wow, globalwelcome.com. I know if you're like me, everybody out there, you're feeling a whole lot better right now. Thanks,
mm-hmm.
Yvonne. Awesome.
You're very welcome. Bye.
Bye. Now, listen, everybody, if you've missed any part of this show, any part of it, you'll be able to get the replay tonight at 8 o'clock right here, or you can get it on the archive tomorrow. Go to drpatlive.com or go to transformationtalkradio.com. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for joining us today for the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. The Dr. Pat Show can be heard live every Thursday at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Pacific on voiceamerica.com and Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on KKNW, AM 1150. So join Dr. Pat live or listen 24/7 at www.thedrpatshow.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.